We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you all about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four contestants if they can speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is written on the card. And according to how well they do it, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And we're going to begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the subject, being tickled. Can you talk about that subject of being tickled for 60 seconds, starting now?
It can be very pleasant to tickle somebody else, and it also is quite enjoyable if it happens to you. I also believe that it has the possibility of becoming a great spectator sport. It could be on television, and I think one could have star casts of duos or even trios of people who were tickling each other and being tickled also. That isn't repeating it, is it? If it's a different tense, that is not actually repeating the verb. I wouldn't have thought it was, because I see people's fingers drumming on the desks in front of them. And this tickling could be on a large... It could be, there could be huge teams of international experts at this fascinating game, sport, or education. Oh.
Peter, I must say, we were all tickled at your exhibition. I think you did hesitate a couple of times, but you were so tickled by it all, and so were we. I must explain that whoever goes through for 60 seconds without being challenged gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Peter Jones, so he has two at the end of that round, and nobody has to speak. Kenneth Williams, will you take the second round this week? And the subject is slang. So can you talk to us on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Yeah, this really is not something I should discuss, but since I have 60 seconds in which to do so, I would have to state categorically that this is the language used by those people who we do not refer to as cultivated. Not cult.
Peter Jones has challenged. Why?
Well, hesitation, and he was about to repeat himself.
No, I wasn't. I was saying not cultivated, not cultured.
One would do, and I agree with the hesitation, Peter, so you gain another point. And you now have 40 seconds, because I agree with your challenge, I must explain in case of the...
No, he's a blue-eyed boy this week, isn't he?
Yes, he is. But I agree with the challenge, so you gain a point, Peter, and you take over the subject of slang, and there are 40 seconds left, starting now.
I have a dictionary at home, which is...
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
I'm glad he's got a dictionary.
Well, your gladness...
Does not constitute a challenge.
Therefore...
Exactly. You're quite right, Nick. You're a very good chairman. He's a good chairman, isn't he?
He's a good chairman.
He's on the ball. He's on the ball, that boy.
And it's such intelligence to know that it wasn't a correct challenge, didn't it, Kenneth?
Right.
Thank you. So, as I disagree with the challenge, because it got nothing to do with the game, I'm afraid that Peter Jones therefore gets another point.
Why are you afraid I'm getting another point? Nothing to be afraid in me getting a point, surely.
It was my juxtaposition of expressions that brought out the wrong emphasis. I'm not afraid of you getting a point. I'm delighted about that. But I'm afraid that as the challenge was incorrect, I have to give it against Clement Freud. You have a point, and there are 36 seconds left for slang, Peter, starting now.
A dictionary of slang.
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
A repetition of dictionary.
He repeated the word dictionary. So, Clement, you have 39 seconds to take over the subject of slang, starting now.
I have an encyclopedia, which was sold to me by a gentleman who came to the door and said, yeah.
Peter Jones has challenged. Why?
I'm very glad that he's got it.
That definitely deserves a bonus point to Peter Jones.
But it's a status symbol to have an encyclopedia. I've only got a very modest dictionary.
But, Peter, you don't get the subject. Clement Freud keeps the subject, and he has 28 seconds left for slang, starting now.
Watcher, the man said to me, attempting to sell me 43 volumes at £8.10.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation. Gentlemen who sell 43 volumes don't say watcher.
Because my difficult problem here is...
There's no difficult problem. You give this answer to me.
It's quite possible that this man who sold Clement Freud might have said watcher. I mean, I am not to know. I quite agree with your challenge that it's probably very, very unlikely. So what shall I do? Shall I give it to Kenneth?
Yes.
Kenneth has a point, Clement Freud agrees, and there are 20 seconds left for Slang Kenneth, starting now.
One of the methods employed by Cockneys is to use rhyming slang. Up your apples and pears for stairs, shoutin' olla for collar, Norton and gold for cold. And so on. Farmer Giles is used, but I will not explain what that means to me.
I think it was probably fortunate. The whistle was blown at that moment by Ian Messiter, telling us that 60 seconds is up, by the way.
Your whistle and flute, aye, aye.
A suit, yes. So, Kenneth, you now have two points at the end of that round. Clement Freud has one, and Peter Jones is definitely in the lead with five. And, Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. The subject is figures. Can you talk to us on that one for 60 seconds, starting now?
In this current year, said the chairman of the board of directors, we are expecting to make a profit of £8,327,196. No shillings and few.
Andre Melly's challenge, why?
Deviation, because there aren't shillings in it.
Yeah, that's right. He wouldn't say that now because.
I didn't say it happened now.
We assumed it.
Said the chairman,
and you're going to try and get out of it by saying he said this.
I'm trying to get out of it. I've effectively emerged from it.
Well, all right, then. If Clement Freud wants to argue about this one, I will put it to the audience. I think there was a justifiable challenge. Do you agree with it? If so, cheer. And if you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now?
Boo!
I'm afraid, Andre, I was with you, but the audience were not, so
that's
Clement
right.
Freud keeps the subject. 43 seconds for figures, Clement, starting now.
I knew a lady whose vital statistics were 78... 45, 23. And she appeared in cabaret, crawling onto the stage and attempting to get up. Many people thought that this figure was one of the most exciting they had ever seen. And she played Las Vegas.
Andre Melly, why have you challenged?
Deviation. I think this sounds very nasty.
I don't think it was exciting. I quite agree. I cannot think that that figure crawling on the stage was exciting. What do you think it might have been.
She might have been a Rubenesque creature.
Pear-shaped.
Pear-shaped, she might have been.
Do you think it was really exciting, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm enjoying every minute of
the No, the general consensus is that that was not exciting, so Andre has a point, and there are 25 seconds, Andre, for figures starting now.
This is something you have to study at school, and I believe now there is a new method, which I don't understand. If you are incapable...
Kenneth Williams,
why... Hesitation.
I disagree entirely. She was going on with great capability. And there are another point to Andre Melly and 16 seconds for figures, Andre, starting now.
At adding up pounds and new pence, you will find yourself in great difficulty if you have to budget for the household. Go to a supermarket and get one of those long bits of very much more.
So Andre was speaking then when the whistle went, which brings her up to within one point of our leader, who is still Peter Jones, and Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams are now equal in third place. And after those last few remarks, you'll never guess what the subject is on the card to follow, pearls. Andre, it is your turn to begin. Will you talk to us about pearls for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
The pub is called the King's Head and is quite near me and belongs to Pearl. She is a marvellous pub owner.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Well, since the subject is pearls, plural, why are we discussing Pearl?
Because, I think to my mind, she made it quite clear, Pearl is the owner of the pub and so Pearl's pub would be Pearl's. If you're talking about pubs, and she was talking about pubs bringing in pearls. So I think it was a bad challenge, so Andre gains a point, and there are 52 seconds left for pearls, starting now.
Go there for a drink of an evening, and there she is.
Peter Jones, why have you challenged?
Advertising.
Oh, my God!
Oh, brilliant. Oh, good.
Very good, very
Advertising's
good.
Advertising's not actually one of the reasons you can challenge.
It's in the charter, the BBC
it's
charter.
It's in the charter, right. Yes. Never
so
have women on the show.
Deviation from the charter.
Ruined it. Mm.
It's not in the rules of the game that Ian Messiter thought
deviation
of.
Deviation from the charter.
Deviation from your charter. You can't get away from that, mate. Drawn up by King John.
God. I didn't know
there
Pearl
There are some unwritten rules in the...
Written rules, Ian
Messiter's. I didn't know Pearl had
no
a charter,
No good you dithering
actually.
There, Nick. You're
I'm
caught.
Dithering.
You're caught, Nick. You're
I'm
caught
not...
with them down, mate. Come on.
I'm not dithering. I'm just giving the audience a chance to enjoy themselves. So, Peter Jones has gained a point for a magnificent challenge, which I immediately agree to. And he has 49 seconds left to take over Pearl's, starting now.
I've known many of them in my life, but I have some favourite ones in Australia. They grow there in oysters, and the oysters themselves.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition of oysters.
No, he said oyster the first time and oysters the second.
No, they grow in oysters and the oysters.
The oyster itself, he said second.
Stop
so
it.
It's singular. So such a row. He's got to keep this up.
Well, as I, a moment ago, gave it against Andre Melly, which meant that she didn't get a point, it would only be fair in competition to give it against Clement Freud on this occasion, because then he doesn't get the point,
oh,
and
good.
Peter Jones continues with the subject of pearls, and there are 39 seconds left, starting now.
They grow throughout the Pacific, around the Solomon Islands and the other islands of Cayman.
Clement Freud challenged again.
Repetition of islands?
Yes, this time, I'm afraid I can't let you get away with the game, Peter. There was a repetition of islands, so Clement gets another point, and there are 33 seconds left for pearls, Clement, starting now.
A hostelry near the Quitax residence, known as pearls, should never be visited. Keep away from pearls. Do not go there.
Peter Jones, a challenge. Why?
Anti-advertising.
Peter, I must say, if I allow it for advertising, I can't allow it for anti-advertising. So it was a very clever attempt, but I think we just won't charge any points there because he was trying very hard. Clement keeps the subject, and there are 37 seconds left for... I'm sorry. There are 23 seconds left for pearls, Clement, starting now.
When my mother-in-law bought a knitting machine, it said plain and pearl... which I had no idea referred to anyone but me and my family. But I was wrong. And pearl is a particular...
Andre Melly, why have you challenged?
A large hesitation,
yes, because he realised he was talking nonsense,
no.
I think. There are 6 seconds left for you, Andre, on pearls, starting now.
A nice pearl necklace. That used to be considered something English and ladylike. But we're with these steps.
At the end of that round, Andre Melly was again speaking when the whistle went, so she gained the extra point, which brings her into the lead now alongside Peter Jones, and Clement Freud is now in third place. Peter Jones, it is your turn to begin. The subject is the press. Can you talk to us about the press for 60 seconds, starting now?
I'm not going to start talking about journalists or Fleet Street or the newspapers, but I'm going to speak to you about the press which is used in Bordeaux to take the juice out of the grapes and make it into wine in September. That's the most popular time of the year for making it and bottling it. And it's an interesting process because chemistry plays a very important part in the production of wine, and many people are involved. Viniculturists have been there for generations on the banks of the Loire and in Burgundy and the Haute-Médoc and elsewhere in France and, of course, other countries.
Can you bring us a challenge? Why?
I think he's just showing off. About these wines.
He was showing off magnificently, and he was keeping going without hesitating, without repeating himself.
Oh, he's a blue-eyed boy, isn't he? That can't go wrong, can he?
And whether he shows off or not, as long as he doesn't deviate from the subject on the card.
Well, Loire stuff. L'eau de chiche, wasn't it? Did you hear that?
L'eau de chiche. All right. 18 seconds left for the press. Peter, starting now.
In Italy, they make often a sweeter type of juice, which is after...
Andre made a challenge. Why?
A hesitation.
Yes, I think the hesitation was definite enough there, Peter. So I agree with the challenge. Andre gets another point, and there are 12 seconds left for the press starting now.
I would like to talk about journalists and newspapers and the like. These people can be very frightening.
Clement Freud challenge. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
I think comparing a journalist to a newspaper, I don't see how you can compare a piece of paper to a human being.
Therefore, it was devious. That's right, that's true, that's absolutely true.
Yes, that's true. I suppose you can't compare a journalist to a newspaper.
What about repetition? She says, I'd like to talk about
it's
journalists.
It's too late
and
now
the
for that, Peter. You should have come before. Yeah, that's a very subtle point, and I think, therefore, it's a legitimate point, because you can't, therefore, compare the newspaper and the press, so... what's the matter?
I wasn't comparing them. I was getting...
Well, we can't have an inquest on it. Come on, let's hurry.
Have
an inquest on it, can we? I mean, on and on about...
I don't know what you said,
doing, what he was
doing. I'll put it to the audience. I don't know. Do you agree with Pema's challenge? If you do, will you please cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? Will you all do it together now? You're on your side, Andre. All right, you have a point, and there are 4 seconds left for the press starting now.
People who write for these said magazines, journals, and...
At the end of that round, Andre again was speaking when the whistle went, and she has now gained a lead. Kenneth Williams, it is your turn to begin.
Well, thank goodness I'm given a chance.
Well, this is a very apt subject that EMS has chosen for you.
Yes?
We hope you won't display it, but we know that sometimes we would like to see it.
Ah.
Self-control. Can you talk to us, Kenneth, about self-control for 60 seconds, starting now?
This process begins in the cranium and conveys through various nerve centers down the spine to the body the instructions which it wants to deliver, i.e., it will say, do not move. In certain circumstances, immobile action is the best...
Oh, that's ridiculous. You can't be immobile if you're...
Yes, out of your own mouth, I'm afraid you committed yourself, Kenneth. So, 30 seconds for self-control, Clement, starting now.
When I bought a twin-engined aeroplane and was thought...
Kenneth Williams...
Hesitation.
All right, I agree. You couldn't get it out quick enough, could you? All right, I agree. Kenneth, you have a point, and there are 25 seconds for self-control starting now.
When I said to this woman in this terrible press, will you take me into your abode, she said, control yourself. But I couldn't because I was throbbing with it. I said to her, I'm here to demonstrate these briefs are butch as part of the campaign for masculinity. Who better than me, I thought. She said, get out of it. I said, vous avez suggesté, vous avez...
Well, Kenneth Williams was then speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point. And if that's how he behaves to the press, he must say he does display tremendous self-control, doesn't he? Clement Freud, your turn to begin. Unusual things I have eaten. Can you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Possibly the most unusual thing I've eaten was a tapioca pudding. And it was extraordinary in that I believed it to be sago. And it was only after 3 or 4 mouthfuls that the true realization...
Peter Jones's challenge, why?
Hesitation. Didn't he hesitate?
No,
it seemed to me he hesitated.
No, he tried, no, he almost, but not quite, Peter. No,
no,
I have to be fair on this. I don't think he really hesitated. So, Clement gets another point, and there are 44 seconds left for unusual things I have eaten, starting now.
Recently in a competition, I was asked to judge a boiler chicken and rearrange it in a well-known phrase or saying. Before...
Kenneth Williams...
Deviation, you can't rearrange a boiler chicken into any phrases.
Well, I'd like to know what the hell you can do.
Oh, don't say so rude.
I don't think you can rearrange a boiler chicken into a well-known phrase. So, Kenneth, your indignation and your challenge gained you a point, and there are 34 seconds for unusual things I have eaten starting now.
Well, this dumpling was served, and I thought it's terrible, and cut it open, and inside was this unpeeled lemon, and I chucked it down the lavatory, but it kept coming up again. And I thought,
why? Clement Freud is chance, why?
Repetition.
Why?
It kept coming up again.
All right, give Clement Freud a bonus point for a good challenge. But as Kenneth hasn't, strictly speaking, deviated from the subject on the card, he keeps going for 22 seconds on unusual things I've eaten, starting now.
Little knowing that I'd taken my father's stomach powder from what was marked the flour bin, I made cheese straws. When I ate them, the result was revolting. And I came over all funny. I was sort of green. People said, "Oh, you all right? You look queer."
Well, before Kenneth could go any further with how he felt then, thank goodness, the whistle went and he gained an extra point, and he's still equal together in third place, just a little behind Peter Jones now, not quite so far behind, who is still a little behind our leader, who is still Andre Merritt. Andre, your turn to begin. The subject is rubbish. Can you talk for just a minute on that subject, starting now?
Many a 60-second minute on this program could be said to be rubbish that is spoken, if you are very good at it.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Many a 60-minute second could be called rubbish. I mean, it's rubbish. She's talking nonsense.
I know she's talking rubbish. It's terribly clever. So I think on every count she wins, and she has 50 seconds to continue on rubbish, starting now.
I don't know
anyone so much.
Hesitation.
Hesitation.
It's obviously totally incompetent. They should never have women on this show.
All right, Kenneth, so you gain a point, and you have 47 seconds on rubbish, starting now.
What an appalling occurrence when this stuff was not taken away as it should have been. Piling high in the streets, and the odour, poo, I was crying. And the caretaker saying, stacked in the yard it is. When will the operatives appear? They don't like to be called dustmen. Cleansing opera.
Challenged.
Who got me?
Your friend next to
you. You rotter! Oh, the dirty rotter! How could you do a thing like that? I was just encouraged!
Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge, so you take over the subject of rubbish, and there are 23 seconds left, starting now.
There are many survey companies, specifically in the United States, who go through people's rubbish, or kitchen refuse, if you like, to determine their consumption and their rejection of products on the open market. A friend of mine called Witherspoon was recently employed with such a corporation in order to ascertain...
Kenneth Williams has challenged you.
I don't believe he's got this friend Witherspoon.
Now, this is the problem. I don't know if he's got a friend Witherspoon or not. And we know we're getting towards the end of the game, and we know that it's just towards the end of this round, and there's 2 seconds to go, and I will have to put you on your honour, Clement Freud. Have you got a friend called Witherspoon? Oh, he's honest. He has a...
I love him.
But you take back all the things you've just said about him.
Yes, I'm sorry. I should never have done it. Oh, Clem, will you forgive me?
So, Clement Freud's honesty gains Kenneth Williams a point, and there are 2 seconds to go on rubbish. Kenneth, starting now.
Oh, I didn't mean to have it, but no, I really didn't. No, I didn't mean to get it back.
And we have a very, very close finish, because that is all we have time for, and we have to finish now. And just in fourth place is Clement Freud, but he's only 1 point behind the third place person, who is Peter Jones, who is only 1 point behind the second place person, who is Kenneth Williams, who is only 1 point behind this week's winner, once again, Andre Merritt. I'm sorry that we have no more time to play just a minute. We hope that you've enjoyed this particular edition of the game. And from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.
Thank you.